Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, July 29, 2025, via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet. We'll have the news, we'll have some sports, we'll have some music with a feature on Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, Los Redondos, as they are known here in the country. We'll also have the regular DX supplement of every week, and we'll also share some Argentine songs in English. These are not covers as yesterday. We are talking of Argentine original songs, but tunes that were originally written not in Spanish, the native language of our country, the official language of our country, but in English. They are a rarity. There are not so many songs that fit this category, but there are a few, and we're going to be sharing some of them on today's program. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. Now we are ready to get started with the news on RAE, which usually begin with the headlines, which are as follows. The Milei government kicks off the process for Argentines to enter the US without a visa. Argentina and Paraguay unify border controls at a key international bridge. The number of Argentines traveling abroad continues to grow. Alejandra Locomotora, the locomotive Oliveras, a legend of Argentine women's boxing, has passed away. Sports. Argentina falls to Colombia in the women's Copa America semifinals. The government of President Javier Milei has officially launched the process for Argentina to rejoin the US visa waiver program. This would allow Argentine citizens to enter the United States for up to 90 days for tourism or business without needing a visa. The announcement was made during a meeting in Buenos Aires between President Milei and U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. According to her, the process could take up to a year. The two officials also discussed a potential future meeting between Mr. Milei and Donald Trump. Argentina was previously part of the visa waiver program between 1996 and 2001. Currently, Argentines must pay for and attend an in-person interview at a U.S. consulate to apply for a visa, but under the waiver, travel would only require filling out an online form. More Argentines travel abroad while foreign visits decline. According to Argentina's national statistics agency INDEC, the number of Argentines traveling abroad rose by nearly 30% in June compared to the same month last year. Meanwhile, the number of international visitors to Argentina dropped by 4.3%. Analysts point to the rising value of the Argentine peso as one cause, making Argentina a more expensive destination for foreigners. Most outbound travelers visited neighboring countries such as Brazil and Chile, according to sources. Argentina and Paraguay have unified their border controls at one of the region's busiest crossings, the Posadas Encarnacion International Bridge. Is a pilot program that was enacted this Monday, and all border processing, according to the new measures, will take place on the Argentine side. Travelers will no longer need to complete separate immigration procedures in Paraguay. Authorities say the move aims to speed up traffic and improve efficiency at the crossing. If successful, this model could expand to other key crossings within the Mercosur bloc integrated by Argentina, Paraguay, Brazil, Uruguay, and Bolivia. And Argentina mourns the loss of Alejandra Locomotive, or Locomotora Oliveras, one of the most celebrated female boxers in the nation's history. Oliveras passed away on Monday in Santa Fe at the age of 47 following complications from a stroke suffered 2 weeks earlier. Her career included 38 fights, 33 victories, 16 by knockout, and an unprecedented record. She was the only woman to win world titles in five different weight divisions. Born in the province of Jujuy, Oliveras came from a very humble background and took up boxing after surviving domestic violence. She also became a social media presence in recent years, known for her inspiring messages of perseverance. One of her most shared quotes reads, "Life is a miracle, a gift. If you don't fight, life has no meaning." And in sports, in the women's football Copa America, Argentina was eliminated in the semifinals by Colombia in a penalty shootout. The match disputed in Ecuador and the goalless in regular time, with Colombia winning 5-4 on penalties. Colombia now advances to the final, where they will face the winner of today's semifinal between Brazil and Uruguay. Meanwhile, it has been confirmed that the next Finalissima, a match between the South American and European men's champions, will take place in March 2026. The announcement came via CONMEBOL's official channels, though the date and venue are still to be confirmed. Reports suggest the game could be played at the historic Centenario Stadium in Montevideo, Uruguay. The last Finalissima in 2022 saw Argentina defeat Italy 3-0 at Wembley Stadium in London. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
Okay, folks, let us do one of our regular musical profiles. And today I have the pleasure of introducing, no doubt at all, the most popular band in Argentine rock history, Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota.
Thank you.
We're listening to a song from the first album by Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, issued in 1985, called Gulp, Super Lógico. The band is from the capital of Buenos Aires province, the city of La Plata. They were formed in the year 1976, and they started performing in underground theaters as part of a multicultural experience that not only included music, but also theater, performance, dance, and also rock. We are presenting the music and the history of Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, mainly known as Los Redondos, simply Los Redondos. This is from their second album, Música para Pastillas, from the year 1986. The record is called October, and that song translates as Music for Pills. Los Redondos on the airwaves of RAE. Redondos, as I said, were formed in 1976 in the city of La Plata. They started playing in underground theaters of La Plata and Buenos Aires and other cities. Their first gig in the capital of Argentina was in 1978, and by the early 1980s, by word of mouth, their popularity started to increase, and they were rewarded with some airtime on Buenos Aires FM stations. Gulp, their first studio album, was released in 1984, was totally financed by the group's earnings. They did all of their career without the support of any record label. They are the par excellence Argentine rock independent band. They did this with their first album, Gulp, in 1984, and they kept on doing that for the practically 30 years the band was together. The second album, as I said, was October, and the third is one called Bang Bang Estás Liquidado, which is bang, you are done, you are terminated, you are killed, which many consider to be the best album in the history of the group, filled with hits that became classics, stadium anthems of Los Redondos, such as this, Esta Estrella Era Mi Lujo, Esa Estrella Era Mi Lujo, which translates exactly as That Star Is My Luxury. Los Redondos, a musical profile on the airwaves of RAE. We'll be right back.
un sogno illuso, non nos dimos nada más, solo un buen gesto.
That Star Was My Luxury by Los Redondos, whose full name, as I already mentioned, is Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota, which is Patricio Rey, it's a name and a surname, fictional one, and it's Ricota pastries or Ricota sweets. And this is because when they started performing in the late 1970s, as I said, it was a multi-experience thing. There were people dancing, there were people acting, and they would play. It was a multi-artistic thing, in which a woman called Patricia Rey cooked ricotta sweets, and she would hand them over to the audience. And this is the genesis of the name, from the name of the cook. Well, not even a cook, but woman who made these sweets, made of ricotta. They created this fictional character who's the father of the band. It's a mythical figure that doesn't exist, a mentor, guide for the band, and not only for the band, but for the bands, plural, or las bandas, which is the name by which the fans of Los Redondos, that did nothing but grow over the years in numbers, became to be known. As I said, originally they were an underground group, but by word of mouth, their popularity in the 1980s, always in an underground circuit, increased until they reached the level of myths that the people started talking about their concerts being something special, something unusual in the world of rock, something very mystical, not because they talk or do anything occult or dark magic, but because there was kind of a sense of belonging and being isolated from mainstream that really, really boosted the myth. And in that context, the number of fans started to grow and grow and grow until there were many. And over the years, they became known as Las Bandas. It was in their fourth album, Un Bayón para el Ojo Idiota, that Los Redondos dedicated a song to their fans known as Las Bandas. And that's this song. Go forth, bandas.
¿Y cuánto vale dormir tan custodiado? expertos únicos y botones dorados. ¿Y cuánto vale ser la banda nueva y andar trepando radares militares? Crispado y tus narices temblando por el miedo. ¿Y cuánto vale todo lo registrado si el sueño llega tan mal que te condena?
Go Bands, the song Los Redondos dedicated to their fans that by the late 1980s were many, but they still could go a step higher in the early 1990s with their fifth album that really was the commercial breakthrough for them. La Mosca y la Sopa, The Fly and the Soup, gave Los Redondos the massive status they enjoy still today with songs like this. A song called Un Poco de Amor Francés that began to be played in clubs, in parties, weddings, celebrations, became part of the songbook, of the staples of celebrations. Before they released this album, La Mosca y la Sopa, there was a very tragic incident, not only for Los Redondos, but for the whole rock scene of Argentina. In April 1991, they were about to perform at the Obras Sanitarias Stadium in Buenos Aires, and a fan, Walter Bulacio, who was waiting to go into the venue to see the concert, was arrested by the police and he was brutalized. He died as a result of the injuries. Nobody has been properly convicted for this crime, but this really was the end of innocence for Los Redondos. Concerts became a little more violent because of clashes between the fans and the police, that many times would provoke the fans and they were not behaving in the best way. And that's when the band started playing in the interior, in smaller venues, to avoid attracting so much attention as they would in large cities like Buenos Aires. For most of the 1990s, they did not perform again in Buenos Aires. And amid that period, they released their only double album called Lobo Suelto and Cordero Atado, released in the year 1993, which was a success, another commercial success, and really established them as one of the number one bands in Argentina. This is a track from that double album, Lobo Suelto and Cordero Atado, entitled Yo Caníbal, Los Redondos on Riot. With Yo Caníbal, I Cannibal, from their 1993 album Lobo Suelto, Loose Wolf, and Tied Up Sheep is the name of that double album. That was followed by three more records in 1996, in 1998, and in 2001. By the time they disbanded in 2001, they have started performing, experimenting with the electronic music, with samplers and that sort of stuff. Hardcore traditional fans did not like that very much. It usually happens when bands start to experiment like that. The old timers, the old time fans, the first fans, they are not very open to those changes. Well, that happened to Los Redondos, who performed in a series of big stadiums in the second half of the 1990s, until they returned to Buenos Aires to perform in River Plate Stadium, the largest in the city, for 140,000 people. That was in the year 2000. And in 2001, they played for the last time in Córdoba, at the Chateau Carreras, soon after they announced the disbandment of the band due to, well, tensions between the leader, Carlos Solari, main lyricist, and also the main guitarist, the lead guitarist, Kai Bailinson. Both of them went on their separate ways with solo careers. But still today, people dream of the band reuniting once again. It's going to be like 15 years almost since they disbanded. And everybody wants to go to a concert of Los Redondos again to listen to this, their most popular song, Hi Hi Hi, which is from October Disc. Some say this is the song that generates the largest pogo in the world because of people going crazy, jumping and pushing each other in the stadium. That's how the leader of Los Redondos, El Indio Solari, called this moment of the concert, which is always the closure, the final song of the Redondos concerts. And also of Solari as a soloist is this song called Hi Hi Hi, which also marks the end of this musical profile on Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota on Rai.
And now we're going to continue with our regular ZX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slain, and we'll be beginning in Bolivia, where Radio Mossoch Chasqui has been logged on 3310 kilohertz at 055 UTC time, broadcasting in Quechua from Cotabachi in the Cochabamba department. The Bolivian station has also been reported airing religious programming in Quechua around 0930 UTC time. Next, we go to Brazil, where station ZYF272 Radio Educação Rural de Coari, Coari Rural Education Radio, also known simply as Radio Coari, has been reported transmitting from Coari in the Amazon on 5035 kilohertz at approximately 0945 UTC time. This station operates with 5,000 watts of power. Now moving to the African continent, specifically Eswatini, where TWR, Trans World Radio, Eswatini has been heard on 15,104.95 kilohertz. Broadcasting from the Mpangela Ranch Transmission Center, the station was logged at 16:15 UTC time with religious songs and sign-off in English. From there, we turn to North Korea, where jamming operations to block foreign propaganda broadcasts have reportedly ceased. This comes shortly after South Korea's National Intelligence Service, the NIS, ended its own radio transmissions aimed at the North. According to South Korean officials, of the usual jamming frequencies used by Pyongyang, 10 are no longer active and only 2 or 3 remain in use. The South Korean government interprets this is a reciprocal gesture following its own cessation of broadcast, which was in turn a response to North Korea's January 2024 decision to halt propaganda radio transmissions after removing the phrase reunification of the people from its constitution and disbanding agencies dedicated to inter-Korean policy. A senior official noted that unless North Korea resumes its broadcasts, the South does not intend to restart theirs either. For context, we shift to South Korea, where anti-North Korea radio broadcasting has decreased by nearly 80% in 2025. This decline follows the Voice of America, VOA, and Radio Free Asia, RFA, both U.S. government-funded, suspending transmissions, along with South Korea's NIS ceasing use of several frequencies. According to a report by 38 North, a platform focused on North Korean affairs, total broadcast hours aimed at the North have dropped from 415 to just 89 hours per day since the beginning of the year. This is largely attributed to an executive order signed in March by American President Donald Trump, which severely restricted the functions of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, the USAGM, crippling both VOA and RFA. In South Korea, several propaganda broadcasts aimed at the North, including those managed by the intelligence service, were also cancelled. The number of active anti-North propaganda broadcasters dropped from 11 to 5 and used frequencies fell from 25 to just 6. And this marks the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement, which is produced by Arnaldo Slain, Kind 73s.
We bring you now an overview of some Argentine songs. Songs written by Argentine artists in Argentina, a country in which we speak Spanish, but written in English. They are oddities. And it's funny what happens with these songs because, well, I assume that even though Argentina has one of the largest ratios of English speakers in the region, well, like we can assume that the majority of Argentine inhabitants and citizens can't fully understand the language. But yet, these songs are very popular, and sometimes you see people just going through the lyrics or attempting to mumble something, to sing something, even though it's not exactly the lyrics. The first song that we are going to listen is not actually by an Argentine band, but by an Uruguayan group from the 1960s called Los Shakers. So, note that the combination of Spanish and English, not the Shakers, but Los Shakers. The Spanish for D, Shakers. This is basically because when the Beatles became so popular in other groups of the so-called British Invasion, there were teens and young people and young musicians that took after their example and their influence, but they didn't dare to start writing in Spanish. They felt they had to do the same thing the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were doing and write songs in English, like this one called Break It All, but people call it in Spanish by its Spanish name, Rompan Todo.
We want you to hear, we want you to dance, dance all night long, but when the music starts, don't stand there like a fool, and break it all, you listen to me, break it all. If you're getting tired, if you're getting
well, it does have the feel of the 1960s. It does sound like one group from, you know, from the UK, or like the Monkees in the United States. Those were the Shakers with a track called Rompan Todo. Everybody calls it by the Spanish name, even though they sing Break It All. That's one example of Latin American, in this case, Rio Platense band, composing in English. But now let us go to a track from the 1980s by one of the first reggae groups in Argentina, Los Pericos, and they also started singing in English. They had a few songs in Spanish in their first stage, but eventually they felt more comfortable, singing in English. And the funny thing is that, well, we all knew their songs by heart, but we had no idea what they were talking about. Their first track was called El Ritual de la Banana, The Banana Ritual. Listen to this, it's called Jamaica Reggae. Well, I was remembering what happened when I heard this song back in the 80s. I wasn't very fluent in English at all. And the chorus says, I'm in love with you. But all I could understand was, anilo, anilo, with you. And actually, I'm paying attention to what De Baiano, the singer of Los Pericos, is singing. And he's not actually pronouncing, I'm in love with you. Now, let us move on to a popular song from the 1980s by Soda Stereo. Soda Stereo is one of the biggest groups ever created in Argentina, popular all across Latin America, but they never became popular in the US. They attempted to land in the US, and to do that, they translated their biggest hit of all time, When the Tremor Passes, or When the Quake Passes, to English.
Thank you.
That was Soda Stereo with their English language rendition of Cuando Pase el Temblor. This song has a version in Spanish that we all know by heart. It's very popular. But they recorded this English language rendition in order to try to break into the American market. Well, they didn't have that success. It doesn't matter. They are a historic group that had influence for... well, many Latin American bands. Now, this is another very beautiful song written in English by a band called Divididos, called Sisters. Sisters, a track by an Argentine group called Divididos, a group that was born after one of the most influential rock bands from this country of all times, Sumo, disbanded in 1989. And that group also did a lot of songs in English, basically because their leader, Luca Prodan, an Italian-born, Scottish-educated man, came to Argentina. And, well, he had a lot of background in the UK, and he wrote songs in English, like this one, among many, called No Tan Distintos, Not So Different. Tan Distintos, Not So Different, a track by Sumo that ended this tour, this quick tour of English language tracks written by Argentine bands.
And now we're gonna have more time for other songs from Argentina, in this case in Spanish. And I'd like to share with you this track that I haven't played for a very long time on the show, by Argentine group Babasónicos, which definitely... one of the most important bands of the last 30 years in Argentina, fronted by singer-songwriter Adrián D'Argelos. This is a track called Micro Dancing, featuring abundant use of synthesizers, and Drum Samples is a song by a rock band, but intended to be played in dance clubs.
Favor, me promete.
That was Babasónicos on Rai with Micro Dancing. And yes, we've got time for one more track before signing off. And let's play a massive hit from the year 1996 by rock group Babasónicos. By rock group Los Piojos. Sorry, Babasónicos is what we were just listening to. This is Los Piojos from their third album, Tercer Arco, which was the breakthrough for them in this record, is where they reached the mainstream. They became mainstream. That's what I mean. And mainly thanks to the following track, which became a radio sensation. It was all over the airwaves, everywhere. Called El Farolito, highly danceable, up-tempo track by Los Piojos, one of the main hits of the year 1996, now on Rai in English.
Ilusión.
And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine radio in English. My name is Fernando Farias. This was the show for Tuesday, July 29, 2025, broadcasting on the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet on riot.com.ar. Thank you very much for listening, folks, and hasta la próxima. Join us tomorrow for a new program of RAE in English. Ciao.